It took just one fractured wire to give the entire city of Melbourne a headache today. The electric cable broke just before the morning peak hour, bringing chaos to the city's struggling rail network and flow-on effects which immersed motorists in traffic gridlock. The state government is looking to blame the private company which it pays to run the trains. It's threatened it with a $1 million fine. But the state opposition and a public transport advocate say long-term neglect and underfunding are to blame. Simon Lauder reports.
On a cold Melbourne morning, the hundreds of thousands of people who use the city's ageing rail network to get to work were left standing around.
Stand clear! The train cannot take any more passengers!
7 o'clock trains cancelled, 20 past, no buses, no trains.
I just asked the woman at the counter and she said, I don't know what's happening. She said at least 60-minute delays for any trains.
No information. I'm going to take a bus.
Melbourne commuters have become used to late trains, but the president of the Public Transport Users Association, Daniel Bowen, says this was something else.
This is probably as big as it gets. It knocked out pretty much all train lines around Melbourne, and including the regional lines as well. It happened at a critical part of the network.
What's your estimate on how many commuters would have been affected?
Well, it would have been hundreds of thousands.
A faulty overhead power line is not that unusual, but this one broke just before the morning peak hour and caused a power failure between the city's two biggest train stations, Southern Cross and Flinders Street. Andrew Lazala is the chief executive of the company which runs the system, Metro.
I'd like to apologise to all of our commuters who've had such a poor morning this morning. The reason for that is that at 4:55 we had a wire failure in Melbourne Yard, which caused the overhead to short circuit. That took the power out from Southern Cross Station to Flinders Street.
The flow-on effect caused congestion on the roads as commuters looked for alternatives. The Transport Minister, Martin Pakula, has acknowledged the widespread disruption the broken cable caused, and he's trying to make amends by offering commuters free travel on the Metropolitan Network this Friday.
This was a circumstance this morning that had a system-wide impact. Power outage on the viaduct affected every line, and it meant that more than half of the passengers on the Metro train network this morning got into work late.
Metro now faces a $1 million fine for missing its July performance target. The company is in the process of replacing overhead wires like the one which caused this morning's chaos, and the state government says Metro has been given hundreds of millions of dollars to pay for the maintenance and infrastructure upgrades. But the state opposition leader, Ted Bailiw, says it's too little too late.
The system is so degraded that it's going to fail on a regular basis, and that's what's happening.
Assuming Melbourne's 400,000 train users lost an average of an hour each this morning, University of Melbourne finance professor Kevin Davis estimates that one faulty wire cost Victoria's economy at least $12 million in lost productivity.
Simon Lauder.